SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
In this bulletin, water safety experts warn Australians not to swim at unfamiliar or unpatrolled beaches after another drowning death. International flights to resume in Auckland after major flooding. And in sport, Belarusian Arina Sabalenka becomes the first neutral Grand Slam champion at the Australian Open. Good morning from the SBS Newsroom. I'm Assam Al-Ghalib. Surf lifesavers are pleading with the public to heed caution at unpatrolled beaches after a man drowned in Sydney's south on Saturday afternoon. A man died at the scene and another is fighting for his life after being caught in a strong grip at Cronulla's Shelley Beach. Surf Life Saving New South Wales CEO Stephen Pearce says people should not attempt rescues if they are not strong swimmers and do not have some sort of flotation device. Mr. Pearce told SBS News emergency services should always be called if someone gets into trouble at a location without lifeguards.
This summer, since the 1st of December, we have had 14 coastal drownings. Every one of those drownings has been at an unpatrolled location. An unpatrolled location is something or somewhere where there are no lifeguard or lifesaver services on patrol. So, in effect, if you get into trouble, we have no lifesavers or lifeguards on duty to effect that immediate rescue.
The death takes this summer's drowning toll to 14 across New South Wales, and all the fatalities occurred at unpatrolled beaches, with rip currents the number one coastal hazard. Authorities continue to investigate how a harmful radioactive capsule got lost as it was transported from a West Australian Rio Tinto mine to Perth. Authorities have deployed teams with radiation detection devices and metal detectors along a 1,200-kilometer stretch of road. The state's chief health officer, Andrew Robertson, warns the public if they do discover it, do not touch it.
The source is most dangerous if it is handled or if it's brought close to the body. If you're further than 5 meters away from the source, and certainly if you're further than 20 meters away from the source, it will pose no danger to you. If it is closer than that, and we strongly discourage people from picking it up, certainly don't put it in a pocket, don't put it in your car.
Radiation Services WA General Manager Lauren Steen questions how such a volatile item could fall out of its casing.
If I had to put a figure on it, it would be a 1-in-100-year event, especially the loss of one. They're typically transported in something that's highly protected, and they have to be certified. The casings have to be certified. The housing is subject to vibration testing, heat testing, high impact testing. And if the source is certified and it's transported in the correct manner, it's a highly unlikely event.
Authorities are warning Aucklanders more wet weather is on the way as the cleanup continues from torrential rain and flooding in New Zealand's largest city. Three people died as the weather event caused evacuations and the shutdown of Auckland Airport. International flights are expected to resume from noon today. Prime Minister Chris Hipkins says the weather event led to Auckland's wettest day on record.
The loss of life underscores just the sheer scale of this weather event and how quickly it turned tragic. Our priority is to ensure that Aucklanders are safe, that they're housed, and that they have access to the essential services that they need.
Demonstrators have rallied across the United States after Memphis authorities released footage of officers beating black man Tyre Nichols, who later died of his injuries. The daughter of Rodney King, who was beaten by Los Angeles police officers in 1991 in an incident captured on camera, has also weighed in on the fatal beating of Tyre Nichols. Laura King says the incident draws triggering parallels to the brutality her father suffered more than 30 years ago.
I'm numb. Like, I'm shaking. I'm trying to compose myself. That's sick to me. That's sick. That man was begging from jump. When they pulled him over, he was begging. I can hear it in his voice. He knew he was going to die. How do you I don't know how to process that.
The UN World Food Programme says malnutrition rates in Afghanistan are at record highs, with half the country enduring severe hunger throughout the year. The Taliban takeover in August of 2021 drove millions into poverty and hunger after foreign aid stopped. Sanctions on Taliban leaders, a halt on bank transfers, and frozen billions in Afghanistan's currency reserves restricted access to global institutions and the outside money that supported the country's aid-dependent economy before the withdrawal of U.S. and NATO forces. Felipe Kropf is a spokesman for the UN Food Agency in Kabul and says millions are affected.
Figures for malnutrition are currently at record levels. This year, for 2023, we estimate that 4 million children and pregnant and breastfeeding mothers will go malnourished across the country. WFP works together with other partners to provide nutrition services. We focus on moderate acute malnutrition, and we provide treatment to children and to mothers, and we also provide preventive services.
To sport, Aryna Sabalenka wiped away tears of joy winning her maiden Grand Slam title against Elena Rybakina in Melbourne. Sabalenka became the first player to claim a Grand Slam title as a neutral at the Australian Open. Russian and Belarusian players are effectively stateless on the tennis tour, competing as individuals without national affiliation due to Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
Well, I think everyone still knows that I'm a Belarusian player. And I think during these 2 weeks, I really was super calm on court, and I really believed in myself a lot that that my game will give me a lot of opportunities in each game to win this title.
Australians Jason Kubler and Rinki Hijikata won the men's doubles final. The young pair won their first Grand Slam title in their first event as a team. While Novak Djokovic is pleading with fans to be respectful and not overstep the mark during his Australian Open final with Greek Stefanos Tsitsipas. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Assam Al-Ghalib.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organization a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.